Please don't spread this story. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Pope apologizes for using a quote critical of the Prophet Muhammad. In Germany, an opera is canceled because a scene with the severed heads of religious figures includes the head of the Prophet Muhammad. And we all remember the riots that broke out over the Muhammad cartoons in a newspaper. So, of course, entrepreneur Tim Ames decided there was only one thing for him to do.
I was on eBay. I think I was looking for a dashboard Jesus. I just got thinking, you know, there's no dashboard Muhammad doll.
Yes, and so he decided to design and sell a dashboard Muhammad doll, a bobblehead dashboard Muhammad doll.
You know, this isn't even religious or anything like that, man. I just thought it was funny.
No, of course, nobody would see religious implications, especially since the design he chose for the doll's face is a copy of that cartoon showing the prophet with a lit fuse protruding from his head.
Most of the emails have been supportive. The rest of the emails from people who or to be Muslim, they're kind of worried about my soul. I mean, that's basically the main theme. I've had hateful mails, but I haven't had any out-and-out threats on my life.
Wait a minute. No threats. Simply concern for his soul? So it could stop right there. In fact, if it does stop there, if nobody jumps on the story, if nobody tries to whip the crowd into a frenzy, Tim will be happy with the few hundred bobbleheads he's sold, and that'll be the end of it.
It's a toy. It's not even a very, you know, clever toy. I'm just ripping off the dashboard Jesus, basically. It didn't take a whole lot of thought.
Maybe Tim Ames has just had his 87 seconds of fame, and that'll be it. We'll find out. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.